from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello once again and welcome to the program in the Savior's name. It's good that you've tuned in, and may I just encourage you to stay with us for the next 15 minutes and hear the Word of the Lord. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing with his series in the Gospel of Mark, and here he is.
Good morning. We had to leave off our study rather abruptly, but we will return to our study in just a moment or two. First of all, let's have a hymn from Sam Houston. It's a lovely old one. In loving kindness, Jesus came.
On a higher plane I dwell. sound, he lifted me with tender hands. He lifted me from sea that night to plains of light. All praise His name. He lifted me.
We're reading from Mark chapter 5 and the verse 38. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult of them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha cumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, Arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straitly, that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. When the Saviour comes to the house of Jairus, he first of all focuses upon those who were gathered there, weeping and wailing, and making a tumult. Some people think that they enhance their religious standing amongst others by such a show of emotion. But tears are not always what they appear. The Saviour wasn't impressed by all the tears. He rebuked them. Now, it may seem that that was a harsh thing, but you know, when you read the passage, you can see that the Saviour's judgment was exactly right. For those who were weeping very soon are laughing and scoffing. Genuine sorrow is not turned off like that. Genuine sorrow does not give way to laughter in a moment or two. It's only the put-on type that can be switched off so quickly. In the verse 40, they're laughing at the Saviour. That shows their real heart. Why were they laughing? Well, the Saviour says, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. Verse 39. They were mocking the Saviour, laughing at him. And in that sudden switch from weeping and wailing to laughter, you have an exposure of the hypocrisy of their so-called sympathy. Oh, men and women, it has often been said that genuine sorrow is very often silent. It is choked up. It cannot express itself. And it is best conveyed by the pressure of a hand, by the touch on a shoulder, by an embrace. Religion that puts on a great show is often false religion. Their laughter actually does serve the cause of truth, in that they're laughing at the Saviour's statement because they misunderstand what he is saying. They think that he is saying she's not truly dead, she's not really dead. And they're laughing at that, because she was dead. There's no doubt about that. But the Saviour was not saying she's not really dead when he said she's only sleeping. But rather, the Saviour was saying she is dead, but death is as a sleep to me, and I can raise her from it. In the Bible, the death of a Christian is referred to as a sleep. Before we turn to that, perhaps I should first of all demonstrate that she was really dead, and demonstrate that from the Scriptures. I'll turn to Luke and to the chapter 8, and the verse 55, and we read these words, "And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway." Her spirit came again. This young lassie had truly died, and her spirit had departed her body. But at the command of Christ, her spirit returned, and she was raised. If you care to look in John chapter 11, and the verse 11, that's easily remembered, you will see there how that Lazarus, who died and was buried and was in the tomb 4 days, nevertheless, his death was also referred to by Christ as asleep. And the Savior is referring here to this young woman's death as asleep, for he has but to speak to her and touch her and raise her up, and that he does. Notice how the Lord raises this young woman up. It was by his word, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." My dear listeners, it is by the communicating of life through the preaching of the gospel that God raises souls from death. I'm not speaking now of physical resurrection. Jesus said, "Ye must be born again." And as this young woman has a new beginning to her life, so spiritually we must have a new beginning. And that new beginning commences when the Word of God comes to our souls with power, and we are born again. She showed signs of true life and health, for the Savior says, "Give her something to eat." She had a hunger. That's a good sign of health. And what is the clear sign that a person has been born again? They have a hunger. Not for the things of this world, but for that food which God alone gives. They have a hunger for the Word of God, for the company of Christ. Oh, is there this evidence of salvation in your life today? Have you a hunger? For blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.